Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, March 13th. In today's episode, Haryana's new CM Nayab Singh Saini wins a floor test in the state assembly. Centre issues clarification on citizenship rules. BJP-led alliance makes headway in Maharashtra seat-sharing talks. And US faces its first presidential rematch since 1956. First up, the newly elected Chief Minister of Haryana, Nayab Singh Saini, has won the floor test in the state assembly within 48 hours of mass resignation by the former state cabinet, proving a BJP majority in the assembly and cementing the new government. In the voice vote, BJP's 41 MLAs along with independents crossed the 46-vote majority mark. The BJP Jananayak Janata Party government was reshuffled after the latter walked out of the alliance allegedly over a discord on Lok Sabha seat sharing. In an attempt to save the government, the chief minister along with key cabinet ministers resigned suddenly. Later last evening, Mr. Saini was sworn in as the new chief minister. After the floor test today, GDP chief Dushyant Chautala held a Navsankalp rally in Hisar and said his mother believes the entire reshuffle was to remove him. He said, and I quote, "BJP governed with our help, is still doing so. Whatever we did in the last 4 years was in the service of the state," unquote. Meanwhile, former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar resigned from the state assembly as well. He said, and I quote, "I am resigning from the Karnal Vidhan Sabha. I will now work for the party and the Chief Minister will look after Karnal," referring to Mr. Saini. The JJP had a moment of panic earlier today, as despite a three-line whip issued to ensure none of its MLAs attended the session, 5 of its 10 MLAs reached the assembly. However, they left before the voting commenced. Next, the centre has assured that the proposed CAA rules will not be a tool for discrimination or deportation, claiming that concerns of a section of the people, including Muslims and students, that CAA is against Muslim minorities is unjustifiable. The ministry has now clarified that this amendment does not cancel out Section 6 of the existing Citizenship Act, where an immigrant can apply for citizenship by naturalization. It said, and I quote, "CAA does not cancel the naturalization laws. Therefore, any person, including the Muslim migrants from any country seeking to be an Indian citizen, can apply from the same under the existing laws," unquote. The rules were notified on Monday, triggering protests in several parts of the country. Many fear that the CAA can declare them illegal immigrants and take away their Indian citizenship. Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee had warned citizens of the same and asked them to refrain from registering on the government portal. The amendment, however, brings relief to non-Muslims, namely Hindu, Christian, Sikhs and Buddhists who fled from the Muslim majority Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan and arrived in India before December 31, 2014. It reduces the wait period from 11 to 5 years to apply for citizenship. Government sources claim CAA is needed because neighborhood states have state religions, which hurt the minorities there. The clarification statement from the ministry reads, quote, "No Indian citizen would be asked to produce any documents to prove citizenship," unquote. It further said that the Citizenship Act is not related to the deportation of illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, opposition parties continue to attack the government over the new law. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said today, and I quote, "CAA is being brought in now, keeping the election in mind. Why were they keeping quiet all these years? Now they have brought it in all of a sudden ahead of the elections because they fear losing. That's the reason they're doing all these gimmicks," unquote. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the centre today of planning to give the rights of Indian citizens to illegal migrants and demanded the withdrawal of the CAA. Quote, "When the young citizens of the country are struggling to find jobs, the BJP wants to bring CAA. I want to ask, what is the CAA? The BJP-led central government wants to bring people from Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Pakistan to India and give them citizenship. They will be provided jobs, schools for their children, houses will be built to settle them. Isn't it weird?" Unquote. Next, some relief for the BJP in Maharashtra, as the Mahayuti Alliance has finally reached a consensus on Lok Sabha seat sharing for Ajit Pawar's NCP. After days of hectic discussions, the alliance partners, namely BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP, have finalized the 4 seats from where Ajit Pawar will field its contestants, sources told NDTV. Maharashtra has 48 Lok Sabha seats in the state. According to the talks so far, Sharad Pawar's nephew, the leader of the real NCP, will field candidates from 4 seats. The BJP will get 31 seats, while the Shiv Sena's Shinde faction will contest 13. One of the seats allotted to Ajit Pawar will be a battle of brothers, uncles and in-laws. Baramati is a Pawar bastion, where Sharad Pawar's family has won several times. But this is the first election season after his nephew rebelled and formed a new faction of the Nationalist Congress Party, which was later declared as the real NCP. Meanwhile, the opposition alliance in the state, Mahavikas Aghadi, suffered a blow as senior Congress leader Padmakar Valvi has joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. Just as Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Nyaya Yatra reached Maharashtra's Nandurbur on Tuesday. The MVA has yet to reach an accord for seat sharing among the members, especially Congress, Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena and Sharad Pawar's NCP. Breaking from breaking news, it's like Jurassic Park, but for woolly mammoths. As scientists claim they are one step closer to bringing the ferocious beasts back to life. Colossal Biosciences has been working on the revival of mammoths for years. Last week, it reached an important milestone, extracting a line of pluripotent or multifunction stem cells from the extinct species' closest living relative, the Asian elephant. Though the dream is still miles away, the identification of stem cells is a major step, as it could be the key to saving other species. Colossal has been working to bring the mammoth, the dodo bird, and other extinct species back to life using the latest cloning and genetic engineering techniques. It claims that if it perfects the technique, it can prevent future animal extinctions, especially those dying out because of human development. Now back to news. The stage is set for a replay of Biden versus Trump in the US presidential election this year, the first presidential rematch since 1956. President Joe Biden is likely to secure the nomination from the Democrats, while former President Donald Trump has the required support from the Republican side. Trump's projected victories on Tuesday night pushed him over the 1,215 delegate mark, the magic number needed for a majority at the Republicans' July convention in Milwaukee. Whereas Biden has 2,099 pledged support, surpassing 1,968 for a majority of delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this August, after last night's result. Neither Biden nor Trump will officially become the nominee until the convention's vote in July-August before the election in November. There wasn't much suspense as Trump's Republican opponents dropped out of the race one after the other, with the last woman standing, Nikki Haley, ending her bid for the nomination last week. Whereas the Democrats never presented any potential opponent for the current president. Trump is confident in his campaign, despite looming court cases in 4 separate indictments, including controversies like paying hush money to an adult film star, racially charged language, and most worryingly, an attempted coup in 2020, where he refused to accept defeat, leading to the Capitol Hill violence. While Biden doesn't have as charged controversies as Trump, his supporters have shown discontent over his support for Israel in the Israel-Hamas war. Additionally, his occasionally fumbled speeches have voters worried about the 81-year-old's capacity as a second-term president. And lastly, a lawyer in the making, Pragya, was felicitated by the Chief Justice of India for her achievements. The daughter of a cook, Pragya earned a scholarship to study masters in law at 2 different universities in the United States. During the felicitation ceremony in the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said, and I quote, "I feel that if you work hard and want to move forward, then you can find resources easily. It shouldn't happen in any country that a student who makes efforts fails to get the resources. It is our responsibility, both government and citizens, to make sure they get chances to fulfill their dreams, be it sports or education." Unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.